KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
We're joined here in the studio by Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra. Marty, why don't you introduce your band?
Hi there. My name is Marty O'Reilly. I'm here from Santa Cruz, California, with my band, the Old Soul Orchestra. We got Jeff Kissel on the upright bass and Mr. Chris Lynch on the fiddle.
And you guys are playing Siren Song tonight.
That's correct.
And Chris Lynch, you'll be back in town opening with the Shook Twins, or playing with the Shook Twins, it turns out.
Sure.
So, you guys, have you been up to Humboldt before?
We have. We came through. We're going up to Seattle and back, and we did this tour once before back in September and had such a good time that we decided to come and do it again.
And you made one of the Humboldt Sessions videos with Chuck Johnson.
Indeed.
Yeah. And you guys went to Redwood Park.
We did. Very early in the morning.
Well, you got to go when there's nobody there.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, look, y'all are from Santa Cruz, beautiful town, love the town. Redwood Park's way better than any of y'all's parks, right?
We shouldn't get into this on the radio. It might get ugly.
Okay, let's not then. Let's go ahead and do some music. Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra playing tonight at Siren Song.
Pacific used to be. And if you head over to East St. Louis, down a big muddy or by, you see Muddy and the Wolf, but they ran off to the Gulf and they never even said goodbye. I mean, I know a single thing about religion. I still know a little bit. The biblical faith is all about. And I know you don't cry, you don't complain. You got to pay for rain. And don't you wait. Don't you wait till when the water runs out. Faith is all about, and I know you don't cry, you don't complain, you got to pay for rain, and don't you wait till when the water runs out.
Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra, the sound of one man clapping. The saddest sound. Welcome to the KM studio.
Thank you.
Your voice.
It's a little sad right now.
It sounds crazy. There's no way this won't sound cliche, but like, what are your singing influences?
Obviously, I've been listening to a lot of Tom Waits. A big vocal influence of mine was actually a man named John Vandiver, who was a blues guitar player in the 70s in Texas, who was murdered before he ever got famous. But through just a random web of people, I came across his CD a couple years ago, and he's one of my heroes, and actually one of my biggest vocal influences.
You're not murdered yet.
I'm not murdered. I'm working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Of all the people to look up to, it's like the guy who got murdered right before his career broke. That's awesome. So you guys are from Santa Cruz, basically.
We are.
You're from Santa Cruz proper.
Yes.
We've got some SoCal in the building, right? In Capitola or no? You're just
Santa Cruz. As well. We're neighbors.
I actually live in the same complex. Artists.
Yeah. So
complex.
You have $4,800 rent. 90 roommates.
No, we live in an artist community. We're with the. Government subsidized rent, so we actually have affordable rent in Santa Cruz.
Wait. You live in an artist community and the government helps with your rent.
That's true.
Are you high? Is there, where do you have applications?
There's about a 10,000 person waiting list to get there. So,
how did you score that?
Just make sure you meet the right people and put some effort into it.
What? So, how long have you lived there and will you die there?
Depends on when I get murdered. I've been there about a year. Chris has been there a couple of years.
And so tell us about this thing, because that sounds crazy and fantastical.
It's a place called the Tannery. It used to be a functioning tannery, and they just converted it into a giant community for artists of every kind. There's about 100 different apartments, 300 artists that live there, and we have studios and a cafe and workspaces, and we drive our neighbors nuts with our music.
Well, look, that's what you get from living next. The Tannery seems like it'd be worse than actual. If you had to choose between living next to Tanners or artists. All right, look, we're going to get back to this. I don't want to detract from the music. Let's do another one. Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra.
This is a tune by Howlin' Wolf that we do a little rendition of.
four chairs long. Build a chain that I ride on. LC16 coaches long.
Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra. I feel like now's a good time for me to tell you that I've lied to you. Okay, so when I said let's do four songs, that was me playing it safe in case this wasn't going to be good.
Okay.
So you want three, is that
well done. Look, this band that you guys are hearing, they're going to be over at the Siren Song Tavern. Your music seems uniquely suited for that room. Have you been in that room?
We did it once before, and yeah, we had such a good time there.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to being there again.
There's some natural echoes in there, and you guys are naturally echoic, so.
Yeah, and our set tonight will be a little bit different. I normally plug into an amp, and he uses all these crazy effects, and it gets a little bit rowdier, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Okay, you guys look plenty rowdy right now. How much sleep did this band get?
Not much. Not much the past couple days. We released an album on Monday night in Santa Cruz and had this giant show with hundreds of people there and barely slept, threw ourselves in the car the next morning and headed down the road. And we're pretty haggard right now. He broke his toe.
What?
Well, I'm glad we can't see it on the radio, but I electrocuted myself with a car yesterday.
This is what we got so far. Okay. You live in a former tannery. Your fiddle player has a smashed toe. You got electrocuted, and you put an album out this week.
That's correct. Right.
Good week so far.
Yeah, it's working out.
How long did it take to put this record together?
We spent about just a solid month. We recorded in Oakland at a place called the Creamery, which is a wonderful analog studio there, and just kind of hammered it out in 1 month, and then got the CDs printed as quick as we could so that we could bring it with us on this tour and share with everybody.
Wow. You guys are moving at hyper speed. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun, so that keeps us going.
One more time, Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra, we're going to do at least two more songs from these dudes who, again, play at Siren Song tonight. Let's do one more right now, then we'll jump to a break. We'll do more music after that.
Cinnamon Tree?
Sure.
All right, this is a song called Cinnamon Tree.
Freaking out over here. Seriously. Marty O'Reilly, Old Soul Orchestra up in this piece. And we're going to do a couple more tunes, at least when we come back from the break again. They're at Siren Song tonight. You can ask them about being electrocuted. You can ask them about neighbor complaints. You guys seem fun to drink with, is what I'm getting at.
It's the one thing we've never screwed up.
That's evidence why bassists are always the coolest dudes in the room. Nothing personal.
Make sure I gotta hold on to the whiskey bottle tighter.
That's what he broke his toe with.
Hold on, you broke your toe with a whiskey bottle?
Because he wasn't drinking it.
It's true. It's probably because there was, okay, let's be honest, it was filled with water. It was a water bottle, but it was a whiskey bottle. And now I have no more toenails.
You know what? I want that second part of your story to not make it into the song that will get written.
Exactly.
About that.
Exactly.
All right.
Just call it a whiskey bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, it's funny that our... Never mind. All right, we're going to do a break. We got more of this when we come back. Stick around. Right. All right. It's KHUM cutting Eureka Arcata. Online at khum.com. Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra back in the building. Real quick, Marty O'Reilly. This artist commune that you get to live in for reduced rent?
Yes.
I guess I don't have a question. I'm still kind of amazed that
it exists.
Yeah.
It exists.
MacLeod Hedero. Do you know MacLeod Hedero?
I do not.
She's a San Francisco TED fellow. Like, she gets to live in one of these things, too. And I thought, oh, it's great that America has at least one of those. But now we know that California has at least two of them.
At least two. This is the largest one I've ever seen. But I know that there are other ones out there like it.
What is okay. Over on the fiddle, you're going to have to grab a microphone.
I was just going to say there's a nonprofit from Minnesota called Art Space that started these artist communities around the country. And they're based in Minnesota, but there's a bunch of communities up in Seattle and other places across the country. But they're the people that kind of behind the idea and the vision.
What is the worst part about being surrounded by artists all the time?
They're all absolutely insane.
Yeah?
They dress funny?
Do they stink?
Some of them. For the most part, artists are great people to live with. Everybody.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm sure it's almost all good. That's why I don't want to ask about that. All right, let's do some music. Marty O'Reilly, Siren Song, tonight. What's it going to be?
This is a song called Cold Canary Gaslight that we wrote, and it's the song that we filmed for the Humboldt Live sessions, which you can check out if you just go to our website, which is MartyOrielly.com. And it's called Cold Canary Gaslight.
He reads like a Bible and acts just like a birdcage, or it's like an engine dying out on burn raging. Fire up the limelight. She looks thrown with the cold canary gaslight. Oh, sister, oh, now don't you look what I done. You look at what I done. The father's at the front door, dusting off the floor mat, bitter like his thick bark and tired like his old hat. And he used to wonder how a young boy child Bibles to a grown man. Said he walked on water, he was dancing on quicksand. Canary chirping now, cold blood and pitch black.
Going through the stages here, Marty O'Reilly, of disbelief, and right now I'm at anger. Like, why do you get to have an awesome voice, sing about murdered dudes, and live in an ex-tannery / music commune in Santa Cruz?
Because I'm literally terrible at everything else in the whole world.
Oh, okay. Now I can relate to that.
I have the handwriting of a third grader. I'm terribly disorganized. I can't cook. We'll just leave it at that for now. But
you know what, though? Third graders have pretty good handwriting.
You're right. That might have been a little confident of me. Let's go with, like, kindergarten or before they start learning how to write.
No, even because they try. Adults don't try.
It's pretty insulting to third graders.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, man, go to hell. Ugh, the worst. All right, well, this band is playing at Siren Song tonight, and I fully expect everybody listening to be there, not because, you know, they are implored to, but because they will want to be there and ask you questions about getting electrocuted. How did you get electrocuted? The car battery?
If I tell you right now, no one will come out and ask.
Oh yeah, fair point. Fair point. All right. What is the worst injury that you have? Just, this is not a musical question, Marty O'Reilly.
Uh-huh.
In fact, this can go for the whole band. What is the worst injury you have ever suffered?
Nothing too bad. I snapped my hamstring playing football when I was in, like, fifth grade. That's about as bad as it gets.
That's not bad at all.
But I'm pushing my luck, so then, you know, something's bound to happen.
Now, over on base, as we know, bases have tremendously bad luck. Jeff on the base, what is your worst malady?
I broke my collarbone playing hockey.
What kind of hockey?
Inline roller hockey.
Ooh, that story got bad and worse.
It was a legit league, though.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, it wasn't just like out on a playground somewhere on quad skates.
But not on ice.
But not on ice.
Clear, not on ice.
It was in Marina. I mean, you know, there's no ice in Marina.
Where's Marina?
Marina's between Santa Cruz and Monterey.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So it's down, yeah.
There's How'd you get into hockey? Are you from that area?
I was born in Ohio.
Oh, okay. All right.
So
stands to reason.
You gotta go with what you can get.
All right, and then on the violin. It's a violin if you're selling it. It's a fiddle if you're playing it.
That's good, man. I've never heard that
you
one.
You must have heard
steal
that,
that one. Right. No, I've heard a bunch of them. But
yeah, it's a fiddle if there's beer on it.
Yeah, you know, yeah. It's when it's a violin, it has strings, but when it's a fiddle, it has strings.
What's the worst you've ever been hurt physically?
Oh, man. Let's see. A good one was, I fell down like a... 50-foot ravine once, and was unconscious in a river in Minnesota once. It was like in March, half frozen river, and I woke up.
Dude.
The next time I came to, I was in an ambulance, but I just got a bunch of stitches in the head and was concussion and everything. But I was okay.
When you say ravine, what do you mean ravine?
Okay, like a really steep, river, riparian corridor that's really steep with boulders and. I fell down this thing in the middle of the night, and
Hold on, dude.
We don't have enough time.
No, you have exceptionally bad judgment so far. We're in Wisconsin at night near a ravine in the winter. Okay,
here we go.
Well, first clarification, it was Minnesota, not Wisconsin.
Yeah, definitely not Wisconsin.
Okay, sorry about that.
Viking country, not Packers. Be clear of that.
Sure.
So I was hanging out at a party, had a couple drinks, and then went outside to go pee in the forest. And one step too far, I was tumbling down a hill, got up the other side of the bank later on, ended up, I don't remember any of this, pounding on some neighbor's door for help, covered in mud and blood and
I would
and
not
ice.
Have opened the door at all.
She didn't. Like, she called the cops.
Good thinking. Yeah,
yeah, no, it was great
at
thinking.
That point, that's all you'd want. You're like, you don't have to let me in. I wouldn't let me in. Just call the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
wow.
And that was found in a front yard covered in mud and ice and blood. And then I woke up in an ambulance. That was the first thing I remember after just being gone for
You're
a while.
Giving violent fiddle players a good name. Right now.
Good. I'm working on it.
Last question about your ravine incident.
Yes.
You said that you had gone out to urinate. Did you have, were your pants on when you fell, or did you fall pantsless?
Good question.
That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Because that would just seal the story up.
One may never know.
I really honestly don't know. Like, from the moment going outside, then there's kind of that chunk of my life was just pretty much put on pause until pretty much an ambulance later on. I don't remember really. Anything.
I've had kind of a similar experience, like where I have been awoken in a snowbank, and like all I saw was like my friend's friend just looking at me going, "Are you alive?" And it is a terrifying thing to come to in the snow. Like, don't recommend it.
Yeah. No, totally.
But it does slow down your body.
That's a good point.
So you can live longer if you fall asleep in the snow.
That is, that's why. Die.
What were you doing in the snowbank?
Let's play another song.
We're coming back to that.
Old Soul Orchestra. Let's do it.
Let's see.
Hold on, wait. I'm going to video it because everybody wants a video. All right.
Can we say the B word?
Don't say it like 10 times, but yeah, you can say it.
Twice. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
All right, cool.
Good enough.
Cracked 100 bones in his mouth.
But Jackie doesn't ask and Jackie doesn't say. He knows he could lay. And he's son of a bitch in a house. Jackie's over there. He's a Manasseh Mall. Jackie's a Manasseh. He's a Manasseh Mall. Seven times. Just losing a crown. He knows he's got to give him one more round. Got to give him one more round.
Soul Orchestra up in this piece right here. All right, so you have to tune, right? You got to change your tunings?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, now while you're changing your tunings, we're going to do a new lightning round. It's a new feature here on K-Hum. It's called Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra Respond to the Internet. Here we go. First from the Internet, we've got a guy listening who asks, how does one electrocute themselves in a car? But as you know, we're not going to reveal that because you're going to let people explain that to you later. But then he follows it up, and he says, drinking water out of a whiskey bottle seems, And then he didn't finish the sentence.
It was 7 o'clock in the morning.
It was 7 o'clock in the morning?
And he hadn't been up until 7. He had slept first. So okay. I think it's logical that if you drink water out of a whiskey bottle first thing in the morning, because there's a... God knows there's a lot of whiskey bottles in Chris's house.
Okay. All right.
And the bottle full of water that was full of whiskey is a testament to the fact that there was whiskey and now there is no whiskey. And
I don't think he needs to defend himself. I'm in your corner. All right, number two, Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra respond to the internet. Secondly, oh, I offered to punch you, but this guy's not going to take me up on it. Because he is a distiller. He's a person who makes whiskey.
Okay.
This is why he had umbrage with it.
In heavy bottles?
There will be heavy bottles, that's for sure.
Well, that's good.
All right, respond to the internet, number two of three. Number two is, we've got Jen who says, yeah, so I had no plans to go out at all tonight, but thanks, jerk. Now I have to go to Siren Song. I demand that you apologize to Jen for making her go to Siren Song.
Jen, we're very sorry, and we look forward to meeting you tonight.
We can write a note if she needs, like, a note
for class, yeah. And then finally, over on Reddit, there is a debate going on about whether or not local radio sucks beyond description. And then I replied saying, oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of on the air right now with a kick-ass Tom Waitsy live band, so there's that.
Whatever.
Yeah. Local radio sucks or not sucks.
Was the question, does it suck beyond...
Beyond what's happening right now?
Yeah, or...
I think it was.
Okay.
No, they may be right, actually. It pretty much sucks. No.
If local radio didn't exist, bands like us would never be on the radio.
Because of no radio.
Yeah.
That's a self... That's like an M.C. Escher statement.
We have no access to the mainframes to get on the big ones.
Yeah.
We need you guys so we can sell out later on.
Yes, just a stepping stone. Just we're in your 1K hum in studio performance away from getting signed. All right, we're gonna close it down here. What's it gonna be, Marty O'Reilly?
This is an original song of ours called Letters. It's kind of a newer song that we're really enjoying. And
is it good?
It's all right. I don't like it, but we're gonna do it.
I wrote it. I might as well play.
No, I'm just kidding. We really like this song. Ready?
Thank you.
tumble, read it over and over again. Something that you said with the photographs you didn't say with the ballpoint pen. I'm learning how to worry, never was a worrying kind. She left me in Texas, Texas with a worried mind.
You should have another part that goes after that part.
What does it sound like?
It's like? I was just like poised, like, what's he gonna say now? What's gonna happen? Well, my life's different now. Hey, you guys, this is super fun, man.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming. This is super cool. Who did I talk to on the phone this morning?
That was me.
That was you?
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no worries.
When you got off the phone, did you tell your band, man, that radio dude's a straight jerk?
Because I won't talk about that.
Those weren't the words. Yeah, but no, that's not kidding. How he normally talks.
It was early. Everyone was grumpy.
He had a broken toe from the whiskey bottle.
Marty was driving, so.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
That's always a bad sign.
Man. Well, I can't wait for you guys to get injured next. This has been real fun. Marty O'Reilly and the Old Soul Orchestra album came out on Monday. It is called Pray for Rain. Is that song we just heard on it?
Yes.
Cinnamon Tree's on it.
Cinnamon Tree's on it.
Everybody loves Cinnamon Tree.
Every song we played is on it, right?
I think so.
When the water runs out, yeah. Yep. Waters, yeah. Yep. Okay, sweet. Yep. You guys are working it, man. Come back.
We would love to.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Absolutely. That's Marty O'Reilly, Old Soul Orchestra at the Siren Song Tavern in Old Town Eureka. If you have the internet, there's a website on there called Google. And that will give you the directions as to where to go. What time do you got? What do you go? When do you go on?
8 o'clock. It's a free show.
All ages.
Free show.
Free.
That's a little hurtful.
That's okay. You can throw stuff in the tip bucket if you
need. Oh, okay.
It's just, it's missing the K.
Okay.
Oh, God.
I can't wait for you guys to go on tonight. Everybody's going to want to know about getting electrocuted. All righty. We got to wrap it. Thanks.
This has been a KHUM production. For more information, check out khum.com or search KHUM in iTunes.